لأمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everybody doing? Alhamdulillah, nice to see you all. Alhamdulillah, people are still making their way in. Good, alhamdulillah. Okay, so alhamdulillah, we're going to get started. As I mentioned, and this week and the next week until Ramadan, we have a bit of a tight schedule for us here in the evening class, the Qamar group. Because of Salatul Maghrib here, for where I'm located, and for where many of others are located as well. So we want to start pretty much on the dot, and then end essentially, or take a break for Maghrib in the middle at 8:15, and then continue afterwards. Okay. So what we have today is the rest of examples of kana as are listed in the textbook bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. But before we get to that, we have to talk about one thing from the vocab sheet, the vocabulary sheet. I have posted it on your on the portal, alhamdulillah, sorry about that, and then it's there for you to benefit from. Okay, so let us, one of the other aspects of the vocab sheet, something that is a recurring pattern. We did the pattern of good, better, best. Okay, and we will talk about one more of this instance today. But another pattern that is quite prevalent in Quran is the pattern of extremely something. Okay, the pattern of something being extreme. Not in the sense of like in a bad way or a good way. It just depends on the meaning. Okay, so it's a person who is, you know, characterizing the that quality. Okay, so let us look at the pattern. The pattern for if these are the root letters fa, ayn, and lam, right? If these are the root letters, let me make this a little bigger. Yeah. Then fa'il is that something, the doer, right? Someone who is a doer. Fa'ulun is, does a lot, is powerful. All right? So this is fa'ulun. The next one, you see the pattern? The R1 has a fathah. R2 has a dhamma. That is there, and then there's a waw, fa'ul. All right, so let's do sheen, kaf, ra on the pattern of fa'il. What would that be? Sheen, kaf, and ra. No, for first fa'il. Fa'il would be shakir, right? Shakir. On this pattern, the pattern of fa'il. Shakir, yes or no? What is the now pattern for if it was the extreme version, grateful, the extreme version of grateful? That would be perfect. That will be shakurun. Very good. Shakur. Okay, let's do kafir. Let's do the word kafir. Kafir is what? Somebody who is a disbeliever. Exactly like the Badanaj. Ahsant. Right? Qalilum min ibadiyya shakur. Absolutely exactly like that. Shakur is extremely grateful. You know, a higher form of gratefulness. Kafir is somebody who is a disbeliever, but also kafir is somebody who is a someone who is ungrateful. Kafir is someone who is ungrateful, because The height of ingratitude to Allah is a person committing kufr, disbelief. But the word kafir and kufr actually refers to ingratitude as well. The Prophet ﷺ would say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wal-faqr. I ask your protection from ingratitude and poverty, right? Because ingratitude is like a person who is like, their attitude is really bad. It doesn't matter how much they have, they will still be ungrateful. And faqr is being broke, and that's not a good thing, because then even if you are grateful, it's very difficult to survive when you're broke. And very difficult actually to be grateful when you're broke, right? So the Prophet used to ask protection from that, and that is ungrateful. What is the extreme version of kafir? That would be kafurun. Very nice. Kafurun, extremely ungrateful. All right? Extremely ungrateful. Very good, mashallah. Let's do... someone who's forgiving. Forgiving is ghafir. Extremely forgiving. Extremely forgiving is ghafurun. Very nice, mashallah. So that is how this pattern works. Fa'ulun is the pattern where you have the meaning of extreme something. Okay, whether that's extremely grateful or extremely ungrateful, extremely forgiving, all the meaning is actually dependent on the word itself. But the pattern is what creates the meaning of extreme. Okay, now we're going to look at the example where the kana, the sentence kana, is khabar for inna. All right? Ready? Okay, so what do I write here first? Yes, Sister Nadia. You can apply it to any pattern. However, the pattern has to, the word has to be in use. Okay? So Nasir, Nasur. I don't think Nasur is a word that's used in Arabic. Okay? I don't think it's used, even though you can make it on that pattern. Like, I don't know. Let's take Qatil, which is someone who's a killer. Qatul, that's no, like, even though the pattern exists, the word does not exist on that pattern. Make sense? In Kafur is mentioned in Surah Al-Insan. So Kafur has the meaning of extremely ungrateful. And also, in the worst case, like it can have both meanings, or it could carry both meanings. For the disbeliever, it carries the meaning of he's a disbeliever and ungrateful. For the believer, if Allah is talking about it, or if that ayah fits the believer, it means that he's maybe not a disbeliever in Allah, but he acts extremely ungrateful. Does that make sense, Brother Anish? All right, perfect. Innahu kana abdan shakura. What do I start here first? I start with harf nas, which is inna. Very nice. Jazakumullahu khairan. Harf nas, which is, if I can just type today, inna. Very good. Ism inna is, ism inna is who? Ism inna is who? Very good. Now, khabar of inna is what? Khabar inna is the sentence. There we go. The khabar inna is the sentence. Kana abdan shakuran. Are you with me, people? Remind me of one thing before we proceed. Mubtada and khabar are always what? Marfu. All right. What is not marfu in a jumla ismiya? When you apply the different type of influencers on it, what becomes mansub? Isam inna khabar kana. Isam inna khabar kana. Isam inna khabar kana. Now, if your spouse or family members hear you saying this and they're wondering what on earth is wrong with you, not my fault. Okay? Isam inna khabar kana. These are always what? Isam inna khabar kana is? Mansub. The rest is marfu'. Yes? All right. Very good. So, khabar kana here is actually the sentence kana abdan shakuran. MashaAllah. Very good. What type of sentence is this? It's a jumla. In reality, this is a jumla. Jumla ismiya. However, in the beginning of this jumla ismiya is what? A fi'il. But what type of fi'il? A fi'il naqis. That's great. What is the fi'il naqis? That is. That is kana. Oh boy. Fi'il naqis, which is kana. All right. Then, what's the pronoun of this fi'il? Kana is hidden pronoun. He. Very good. Okay. Now, what is the ism of kana? Ism inna khabar kana. Not. Yes. The hidden pronoun he itself would be the ism kana. There is no other marfu ism in the sentence. Kana abadan shakuran. There's nothing else, right? Correct? Okay, very good. In the absence of, let's call this the first marfu ism. And in the absence of the first marfu ism, excuse me, it will be the pronoun. Okay, khabar kana. Khabar kana is what? Ism inna khabar kana. Mansub. Ism. What would that be? The first mansub ism is abidan. Okay. Something. What about shakuran? MashaAllah. What's the man'ut? The man'ut is abdan. Very nice. And what's the na'at? Shakuran. Yeah? Jameel. Shakuran. Okay? Do they match? Right? Mansub. Mansub. Indefinite. Indefinite. Singular. Singular. Masculine. Masculine. Right? Does it work? Okay, very good. Alhamdulillah. Jameel Jiddan. All right. Translate, please, for me now. Let's start. Innahu, indeed, he. MashaAllah, very nice translations. Indeed, he was an extremely grateful, just grateful. Extremely grateful, right? Look, this is Shakur, extremely grateful, right? He was extremely great, an extremely grateful servant. Okay, talking about who? The ayah tells you. In the ayah, right here. Not Prophet Sallam. Nuh alayhi salam, right here. You see that? Perfect, right? Nuh alayhi salam is what the ayah is speaking about. Innahu kana abdan shakura. Indeed, he was an extremely grateful servant. Now, if you don't translate it as two he's, actually, let me rephrase it. If you translate it this way, Outside of an Arabic class, people will think that you don't know any English. But we're doing this just for the sake of showing you the emphasis and the nuance that gets lost in the translation, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to highlight Nuh alayhi salam. Innahu, he emphasized. Oh, did I not record? Oh my goodness, please tell me I started recording. I am recording. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Okay. He's emphasizing he, yes? Nuh alayhi salam, he again was an extremely grateful servant. And now, not just a grateful servant, not just a servant, he was extremely grateful. So there is a emphasis on him, alayhi salam, and then there is a, what's highlighted of him is his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All right? So that, folks, is the reason why we do it this way. Wallahi alhamd. Inshallah, with that, we'll take a Maghrib break here. Maghrib break. And then we will be RB, inshallah. In the meantime, you can look at the book if you're not praying Maghrib, if it's not in your time zone or whatnot. So it is an opportunity for you to look at the next ayah and perhaps, inshallah, prepare yourself to talk about the next ayah or be able to, inshallah ta'ala, do the analysis of this quickly, right? This is the next ayah. Innahu kana fi ahlihi masruran. All right, jazakumullah khair. I will be BRB. And I'm going to actually pause the recording. And when I come back, if I forget, I hope I won't, you please remind me of that. Okay, thank you. Jazakumullah khair. A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. We're back. Alhamdulillah. All right, so what we're going to do now, inshallah, is the next ayah. Which is innahu kana fi ahlihi masrura. Okay, innahu kana fi ahlihi masrura. Let me bring this ayah up here to the very end. There we are. We may not actually need the rest of this, so I'm gonna extend this all the way. Alhamdulillah. All right. Innahu kana fi ahlihi masruran. Okay, this is from Surah 84. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ, I believe. انشقاق. Yes, that's the Surah. Okay? انشقاق. Alright, so let us look at this. The heading in the book that we have is كَانَ often as خَبَر of إِنَّ. Right? That's what we're trying to study. See examples of. The idea, I think, is clear. We've seen example one here. Inna Allaha kana bikum rahima. Innahu kana abdan shakura. And again, we're going to see another example of this. And we're seeing multiple examples because this is actually a really frequent usage of how kana is used in the Quran. Okay. Now, I have harf nasb, harf nasb is inna. That's excellent. Thank you very much. Okay. Next up, what am I looking for? Ism inna, which is who? Excellent. Okay. Ism inna, which is who? Very good. Then I need khabar of inna. Khabar of inna, which in this case would be. The sentence. Okay. The idea is after you see innahu or inna allaha or inna innahum or something, and you see after that kana, you know that kana is the whole sentence is the khabar, right? It's automatic. Okay, so we will put this whole thing automatically as the khabar. Alright, this khabar is a jumla ismiya but starts with a fi'l. But what type of fi'l? Fi'l naqis. That's the key reason why we're studying kana at sisters. It is a jumla ismiya, but starts with a fi'l naqis and alters it. Okay, fi'l naqis is kana. I think that part is pretty obvious. Now I'm looking for the pronoun of kana. I think that is also pretty obvious. That is hidden pronoun, he. Great. Now, what is the ism of kana? This again, ism of kana is the first marfu' ism. That is indeed the hidden Quran, he. First marfu' ism. Ism kana is marfu'. In the absence of a marfu' ism, the pronoun becomes the ism kana. This is very key, guys. In the absence of a marfu' ism, the ism kana will be the pronoun of kana. Okay? Whether that's kana or kanat, whatever it is, that will become your pronoun. Or that will become your ism kana. Okay, do I have a khabar kana, which is the mansub ism, first mansub ism? That would be masruran. Very good. That is correct. Masruran is correct. That is mansub. Walillahi alhamd. And then what else do I have in this sentence? I have related. Alhamdulillah. Right? Related is fi ahli, right? Fi harjar ahli ism majrur. And then ahli is also mudaf ilayhi is the he, right? Of course, the whole thing is together, right? You can't separate them, but we're just being precise. Related is two words, harjar ism majrur. Mudaf is one word, mudaf ilayhi is one word. So we're just being very precise about it. But in reality, fi ahli, he is the it occupies the place of related. Okay, excellent, mashallah. All right, now we have innahu kana fi ahlihi masrura. So I will, again, this is the sentence, and this whole khabar, this whole sentence rather, is the khabar of innahu kana fi ahlihi masruran. All right, very good. Now, what does the word masroor mean? What are the root letters for the word masroor? Let's study a little bit of that. The root letters of the word masroor is seen, ra. Correct. That is the correct answer. R1 is seen, R2 is ra, and R3 is ra. Yes? Okay. Very good. This is the pattern. This is the pattern, the maf'ul pattern, right? The acted upon pattern. You might remember that from family one. Ma'loom, marhoom. That pattern, that is that. So that masroor from seen rara means, sarra means to be happy, right? Surur is happiness. Sarir is a bed, by the way. So, and I'm assuming, I didn't read this in a book, but I'm assuming because when you go to bed, you're happy. 100%, right? The idea is, and sir, a secret is generally something that, you know, you keep happily, or you're happy. You're keeping kind of like on the down low. All of those words are related from the root letters seen, rara. Masroor is someone who is happy. Perhaps you know somebody by this name. Okay? Masroor is somebody who is happy. Ahl means what? Ahl is family. Okay, very good. All right, let's translate. Innahu. Innahu. Indeed, he, again, comma, kana, he was, very nice, fi ahlihi masruran. Very good. He was happy in fi ahlihi, his family. Correct. Mashallah. Well done. Again, as you can imagine, the emphasis has been on he, right? The he is like emphasized. And it's emphasize because it repeats. You can see it repeating twice. In his family, with his family is also, you know, like among his family. He's happy among his family. Because fi in means being among someone, correct? So he is happy among his family. Okay. But do you notice also perhaps something interesting about this ayah? That you have your ism, and then you had the related, and then you had your khabar. The order is out of order. 1, 3, 2. It's not innahu kana masruran fi ahlihi. It is innahu kana fi ahlihi masrura. So this part fi ahlihi is, you know, highlighted even more. He was happy among his family or in his family. Fi ahlihi. That part is highlighted as well. Okay. Now, why would Allah highlight that? For that, we have to go to the context. You know, the context will tell us what is the reason why Allah is highlighting something. Well, here, this ayah speaks about people who are on the Day of Judgment. There's people on the Day of Judgment who will receive their book. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ When given the book, his record in his يَمِينِهِ in his right hand. Okay? Now, this person, is he successful or unsuccessful? This person is successful, they have made it. فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا They will be accounted for or held accountable. حِسَابًا, a account, this is مَفْعُول. يَسِيرًا, نَعَت, for this مَفْعُول. An easy accounting. Very quickly, they will be asked, what did you do with your life? How did you earn your money? Where did you spend it on? Right? How did you spend your youth? Etc. etc. And yalla, go ahead. Salah is prayed. Okay, yalla, go ahead. You are done. Right? Very quick questioning. We ask Allah to make us of these people. And the Prophet ﷺ said, I think in a hadith, if I'm not mistaken, that man, whoever is interrogated has been destroyed. Like basically, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to go in the detail questioning, it's all over. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is quickly questioning and overlooking most, that means, alhamdulillah, yuhasabu hisaban yasira. In fact, the Prophet, I believe, used to make dua, Allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira, O Allah, hold us to an easy accountability. Wa yanqalibu ila ahlihi masrura. This man, he shall return. Yanqalibu. To return. Wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. Same exact family. He will return. Ila ahlihi, to his family. Harjal isim majrur mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Masruran maf'ul. Happy. Joyfully. He will return to his family joyfully. Now, that's, you see, here his family, he and his family were probably working together to achieve this, to achieve that the book is in their right hand. So he goes happily back to his family and they were, are all reunited in Jannah happily. Subhanallah. And then on the flip side is وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ As for the one who is given his book, where? Ah, look at that. وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ وَرَاءَ means behind. Okay? وَرَاءَ is actually a ظَرْف. As you can notice, it is used as mansub. You see that? It's used as mansub. You see, right here? That's a dharf. That's how a dharf is used. Behind dhahr, what is dhahr? Dhahr is back. Okay? Dhahrihi, his back. Okay? What is the grammatical construction here? I don't know why my font is messing up. But of these three words, what is the grammatical construction? Wara'a, dhahrihi. Can someone please tell me? This is, I'll start you off. This is a dharf. This is a dharf. And then, dhahri is mudaf ilayhi, ahsant. And also,
See, the he is attaching to it as well, right? Also mudaf. Also it is mudaf. And the he is mudaf ilayhi. You see that? Excellent. MashaAllah. Well done. So behind his back. You with me? Behind his back. Now, why is he given the book behind his back? Well, he knows he's guilty. He knows he's guilty. He knows he's done. So he's going to hide his left hand behind his back, hoping foolishly that the book will not be given in his left hand, and somehow mistakenly he'll get the book in his right hand. You see, that person's whole life is just, their attitude is displayed by this one ayah. Thinking that on the day of judgment, they're going to fool Allah and the angels by hiding their hand behind their back. And they've even, there's nothing to hide, you know, or there's no place to hide. كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ. So they'll still get it in their left hand, even though they're trying to hide their hand behind their back. SubhanAllah. So now, what happens? فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا. Now, سَوْفَ means what? سَوْفَ is? Future, right? Future of the fi'l, present tense fi'l, right? To put it in the future. Remember, there's two ways to do that. Way number one is with what? With a seen, right? Sayakunu. And the second is Saufa. Second is Saufa, right? These two harf added before the present tense fi'l, put them in the future. So in the future, he will pray. Yad'u. Yad'u is to pray. Or call from da'a yad'u thuburan for destruction. Okay, this is maf'ul, by the way. Thuburan is maf'ul for this fi'l yad'u. Now, Saufa is a harf, yes. Now, why does Allah say, فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا? Well, right now, he is going to be calling for destruction as well. But this is, he's not in the fire of hell yet. He's still on the day of judgment. The punishment, the real punishment hasn't even begun yet. The real punishment will begin, وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا, when he enters the fire of hell. And that's when, as we saw, I think, last time, وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكُ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ قَدْ جِئْنَاكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. Remember that ayah? وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. But most of you are averse to the truth. Remember that? When you were studying Inna, we did that ayah. So that particular time, that is when these people will say, oh Allah, just finish us. We don't want to be alive anymore. فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا. Right now he is in pain and trouble, but that's nothing compared to what's coming. SubhanAllah. وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا. He'll enter the fire. And then إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Allah says this. He used to be happy among his, in his family, among his family. Okay? Meaning his family, unlike the family of the believer, right? This one, same exact thing, was not, like, he was happy with them, he was happy among them, but they were not helping each other worship Allah. They were actually helping each other to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's explained by his attitude here. مَمَّا أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ. Thinking he can cheat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. There's no cheating, of course. That is why perhaps فِي أَهْلِهِ is highlighted here to drive home the point that this person, his family, they were not focused on worshipping Allah. They were focused on, you know, enjoying and disobeying. In fact, إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَن لَّن يَحُورَ. He thought, إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ, indeed he thought, أَن لَّن يَحُورَ, that he will never return to God. That's it. He was never going to be resurrected. So that is how he and his family lived. بَلَا إِنَّ رَبَّهُ كَانَ بِهِ بَصِيرًا. But indeed, his Lord has always been watching him. SubhanAllah. Very powerful surah. And it shows this really very, very stark scene from the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah to protect us from the horrors of that day. One other reason why some of the scholars mention that sometimes the related comes before the khabar is for the sake of the flow. Okay, so look at the flow of the ayah. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ حُقَّتْ مُدَّتْ تَخَلَّتْ حُقَّتْ. Okay, this is all like the intro to the surah. Then next part, مُلَاقِيه. That's like a sentence that Allah says in the middle, or right after the intro. Now, here is group number one. The one who's given the book in his right hand, حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا مَسْرُورًا. Okay? Group number two, يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا يَصْلَى سَعِيرًا مَسْرُورًا بَصِيرًا. It's mentioned by some scholars that that is like, you know, the Quran's way, particularly Makkan surahs, to convey not only, like, it's not only organize the topic by meaning, but also by the ending sound of it. Okay, and this is something you see again. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقِ وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقَ وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا اتَّسَقَ. All of these, there's a constant switching of the end sound of the ayah, and that provides that the topic that's been spoken about also sounds the same, right? So subhanAllah, it's a very, that's one observation that some scholars make. Others actually reject that claim, by the way, just for the sake of mentioning the whole point. Some of scholars don't accept that as an explanation. And the reason for that is they say the Quran is not meant to be like a book of rhyme or a book of poetry. So it doesn't just rhyme for no reason. But Allahu A'lam, well, you know, what I think is the more sound opinion is that it's not rhyming for any other reason. It is meaning. Fi ahlihi, there's a reason why the related is before the khabar, and also there is rhyme. There's also the end sound. Excellently put, Ya Abdul Salim. Categorization through the rhyme, barakallahu fikum. And that's especially true in the Makkan surahs. Have you noticed this when you're reading Quran, or if you memorize some surahs in the last juz? Have you noticed that? Right? Alhamdulillah. And that's it's a beautiful part of the Quran. It really adds a lot of power to the Quran. Right? Okay, let's look at the next one. The next one is فَأَنْجَيْنَهُ وَأَهْلَهُ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. We're going to look at other pronouns with kana. Okay? Not just hidden pronoun he, but other pronouns. Let's look at this word right here, or this sentence right here. كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. Okay. We have a fi'il naqis. What is the fi'il naqis? Fi'il naqis is kanat. Very good. Alhamdulillah. Alright, what's the pronoun of kanat? Kanat is hidden pronoun she. Great. Hidden pronoun she. Ahsantum. Well done. Okay. Next is, I need the ism of kana. Again, then this is the first marfu ism. What is the ism of kana? Sorry. Hidden pronoun she. Correct. Hidden pronoun she is the ism of kana. There isn't any other marfu ism, and that pronoun is then taking the place of the ism of kana. Alright. Khabar of kana. That's the first mansub ism. But ghabirin is mansub, right? Al-ghabirina. How so, Sister Halima? How is it related? Ahsant. Harjar. So this is actually, there is no mansub ism. Since there is none, but the related part is there because you have harjar min followed by isim majur al-ghabirin.
Correct? Yes or no? Do you see that? That's very good. Okay, let's look at the word غابرين for a second here, huh? غابرين. What is the singular for غابرين? Singular is okay, very good. Al Al-Ghabiru, right? Or Ra, or Ri, whatever, right? If I was to make it indefinite, it will be indefinite would be Ghabirun, right? Yes or no, people? You with me? Alright, what type of plural is this? Type of plural. Very nice. This is sound masculine. Sound masculine plural. Alhamdulillah. Very good. Ahsantum. Well done. What are the root letters for غابرين? Root letters. غين, ba, and ra. Okay. From this word, we get the word غابر is someone who is if you were to go to the dictionary, all right, type غبرة is to go by, to elapse, to past, to be past, to be elapsed, to be bygone. غابر right here, you see, غابر is the actor, right? غابر, the one who has, you know, something that's passed, something that has passed by, okay? Also from that root is a very interesting word, غبار, dust, right? غبار, dust. غبار, dust is like, if you can imagine, like a, you know, in the desert, someone is left behind or someone stays behind. And then their group leaves them behind. They have gone past them. And what's left on them is the dust, right? The dust of this, you know, group moving forward. So they are literally left in the dust. That was a good one. All right, alhamdulillah. so that is the idea behind غبار and غابر. Someone who stays behind and kind of is left behind, and all that's left on them is the dust of those who are passing them by. Okay, that's the image. Okay, so غابر is someone who stays behind. Okay, now how would you translate كانت من الغابرين? كانت من الغابرين. Very good. She, oh, Snadio, there's no inna. She was from those who stayed behind. Okay, who is this referring to? Any clues? Except imra'atahu. Imra'a means what, by the way? Imra'a, wife. Imra'a and mar'a actually literally mean woman. So his woman is his wife, right? Imra'atahu, his wife. That is referring to Lut alayhi salam. Correct, brother Salim. Well done. Ahsant. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ, so we saved him. أَنْجَيْنَا, we saved who? Him. Wa, and who else?
أهله, his family. Why is أهله لا, why is it منصوب? So I'll tell you, فاعل, فاعل, and the مفعول is right there. Ah, it is connected to the مفعول. The مفعول is the attached pronoun who. Okay? Attached pronoun who is the مفعول. The واو is the connector واو that connects أهل to the who. That's what the واو does. That's what it's doing. Perfect. MashaAllah. Well done. How many of you were able to spot that? That's okay. Okay, after I highlighted it, how were you? Like if I said fa'il, fa'il, maf'ul, right? That's good, alhamdulillah. Like if you were to spot that after that, that's great. If not, then slowly but surely it's coming, alhamdulillah. Okay, great, alhamdulillah. Ahlahu illa mra'atahu, except his wife. Look at how Allah excluded his wife from his family. Even though she was from his family, right? But excluded her because she did not share the religion of Lut alayhi salam. She did not believe in him and she betrayed him. And betrayed the people of the believers of that town. And thus Allah excludes her and says, "Kanat min al-ghabirin," she's from those who stayed behind. Now there's an interesting play on words there. What was ghubar, by the way? Ghubar was dust. What happened to the people of Lut alayhi salam? They became dust. They definitely got dusted, right? How so? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned their city upside down, right? When that happened, the whole thing is rubble. So, كانت من الغابرين, not just that she got left behind, but also, you know, she was among those who got buried in the rubble. Subhanallah. وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا. Yes, and after that there was a raining of matar, which is rocks. Matar is usually rain, but they were rained upon, not rain of water, but rain of rocks and fiery rocks, right? Allahu al-musta'an. Okay. Innahum kanu qawman fasiqin. We're looking at ayah number 51. All right. Let's look at this one for now, inshallah. Let us put this guy in focus here. Alhamdulillah. Innahum kanu qawman fasiqin. All right. I have fi'l naqis. Oh, sorry. I have harf nas, which is inna. This is, I think, pretty easy. I'm going to write the ism inna, which is what ism inna is. Home. Very good. Then I need the khabar of inna. Khabar of inna is, you see, after inna kanu, you know that it's the whole sentence is the khabar. Right? You see kanu right after, or kana, or whatever after inna, you know the whole sentence is the khabar. Okay, very good. That's perfect. You guys got it right. Walillahi alhamd. Okay. This is a jumla ismiya that has a fi'il naqis at the beginning. Okay, what's the fi'il naqis? Fi'il naqis is kanu. Very good. What is the pronoun? Oh, should I write that tip? Okay, let me write that tip. Sorry. Okay. Tip. In fact, this should be a good tip. I'll add this up to where I have the heading for innahum kanu, right? Which is, as soon as you see kana after inna, you know that the sentence with kana is the khabar. Correct? Wa iyyakum. Alhamdulillah. Okay, perfect. Alhamdulillah. Kanu, and the pronoun, by the way, the pronoun for kanu is hidden pronoun he, right? Perfect. I'm glad you did not take the bait. It is wow. That's the pronoun. And it means they. Or does it mean you all? They means they. Good. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Now I have my fi'l naqis. Now my ism kana is what? It's the wow. Perfect. Perfect. The ism kana is the wow. Perfect. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khairan. This is where it's not hidden pronoun he or she. Right? So now we don't even look for ism kana. Now I'll write this. Don't even look for ism kana. Right? This is because the pronoun is wow. And the pronoun as well, there is no outside fa'il, right? Likewise, there is no outside ism kana. Okay? Ism kana, you have wow. Perfect. Now I have a khabar kana, which is my first mansoob ism. That would be Qawman. Qawman. Very good. Okay, what about Fasiqeen? What about Fasiqeen? Ah, mashallah. Is it going to be? Let's do the properties. Qawman status. Qawman status is mansoob. Okay, very good. Let me just paste this here. Okay, Qawman status is mansoob. Okay. Fasiqeen status is mansoob. Okay. Qawman number. Plural. Excellent. Fasiqeen. Plural. Even though the word, this is one of those words, right? Qawm. Remember the word Qawm is one of those words. Ism jama. The word that, even if it's singular, it denotes the meaning of plural. Grammatically, it is plural because, you know, it's dealing with like a whole group of people. Okay. Gender. Masculine. Why? The answer is easy one. No sign of feminine, yes. By default, perfect. That's it. No sign, nothing to make it feminine. By default, it is masculine. What about Fasiqeen? Fasiqeen is masculine as well. How do we know that? Because it is a sound, masculine, plural, right? So now we know. Perfect. Alhamdulillah. Okay. No, that's not the reason for this anymore. All right. Indefinite, right? Both of these are indefinite. So that works out. They are actually man'ut and na'at. Perfect. MashaAllah. Ahsantum. Well done. Okay. Now the translation. Mashallah. Indeed, they. They, excuse me, were a fasiq nation. A fasiq, let's put the word fasiq in here for the time being so we can explore the meaning, okay? Nation, okay? What are the root letters, by the way, for fasiqeen? Fa, seen, and qaf, correct? Okay, very good. Let's look at fa, seen, and qaf, shall we? Okay, what does Hans Weir say? Hans Weir says, is to stray away from right the right course, to stray, deviate, to act unlawfully, sinfully, immorally. Huh? In Islamic law, okay, also fasiq is says to fornicate. Okay? All right. What is fisq? The masdar. Fasaqa yafsuqu. Fisq. Sinfulness. Viciousness, moral depravity, dissolute life. Okay. Fusuq, another masdar. Fasiq, a godless, sinful, dissolute, wanton person. My goodness, these are, makes you scared to read these. offender, sinner. All right. Fasiq. If you look at in this is a Lane's lexicon. Look at what it says. It says, "فسقت الرطبة عن قشرها." Okay, this is hard to read, right there. Okay, but I'll read it for you. Don't worry. Right there, he says, "This is probably from Al Qamus, right? That's why he has the K there." The fresh ripe date came forth from its skin. Do you notice that? The fresh ripe date came from its skin, meaning the date kind of went past like the skin and like burst open or burst past its line, right? So that is actually the meaning of fisk. Is somebody who crosses a line. Someone who has crossed a line, that is a fasiq. Okay? That's a fasiq. Somebody who has the limits of the law, has crossed the limits of the law. And that's actually what the word fasiq refers to. Innahum kanu qawman fasiqeen. They were a people who were a sinning nation. They were a nation of oversteppers, an overstepping nation. That's actually a close translation. Now, what does it mean to overstep here? Overstepped the boundaries of Allah, of morality, of all things that could be applied, is applied accordingly. This ayah is about the people of the Firaun. So, of course, they really were an overstepping nation. Not only did they not only did Firaun declare himself to be God, he started to treat human beings like they were not humans. Bani Israel was treated like animals. They were slaughtered when he wanted. They were left alone when he wanted. They worked when he wanted. They were, they had a break when he wanted. Everything was according to his wants and desires. Subhanallah. So this is a person who has overstepped every line you can draw. And not just him. In fact, his whole people were like that. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ. Even if somebody disagreed with Fir'aun and they were from the people of Fir'aun, the fact Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lumps them all together tells you that no one really did anything, right, to change anything. And that is a sign of an overstepping nation, complacent in sin. Subhanallah. Okay, does that make sense? Qawman fasiqeen. Alhamdulillah. Okay, now we're going to add the heading, this heading. All right, this heading we're going to add. And we are going to use
Destination styles. All right. What is this heading saying? Oh my goodness, if I could just paste it.
It says kana with present tense jumla fi'aliya as khabar kana.
Okay, what is happening here? Let's break this down. The reason why I made this a category is because of the usage of this style of the Quran. Very high usage. Okay.
Kana is past tense or present tense?
Kana is past tense. Okay.
Now, khabar kana is a sentence. This is what you're, this is what's about to happen. Khabar kana is sentence. Sentence that is not jumla fi'liya. I'm sorry, not jumla ismiya. It will say jumla fi'liya. And in the jumla fi'liya, it is not a past tense fi'l. It is a present tense fi'l. That's what's happening. Okay? Let me zoom out a little bit so you kind of see. You have kana, but then the khabar of kana is not just one word, it's a sentence. And it's not jumla ismiya, it's a jumla fi'liya. And it's not just any jumla fi'liya, it's specifically a jumla fi'liya that has a present tense fi'l in it. Okay? That is what is happening. Now, what is the intent behind it? The meaning... Oh, khabar kana. The sentence khabar kana, Sister Halima. Kana is past tense, right? Because it's fi'l naqis. Applied to jumla ismiya, right? Yes or no? Okay, very good. I'll put that in brackets so we don't forget. But now, funny thing happens is the khabar kana is a sentence. That's not a difficult thing. Jumla fi'liya, not so bad. But present tense, that's strange. Okay, that's the strange part. The meaning created here is going to be very unique, and I'll share that with you. Let's paste the ayah here first. Ma kana ya'budu aba'una. I'm going to paste only like the little bit of the... Actually, I'll paste the whole ayah, but then I'll highlight the little bit of the ayah that's required. Oops, sorry. That's the right thing to do. Oh, not right. All right, here is the ayah. And I'm going to highlight kana ya'budu. Okay, ready? Fi'il naqis, which is kana. Past tense, present tense. Past tense, right? Okay, good. Pronoun of fi'il naqis kana is hidden pronoun he. I think that's pretty easy. Ism kana is... hidden pronoun he is that again. Okay? Oh my goodness. All right, now the khabar kana. The khabar kana is a, is going to be a jumla. The jumla, ya'budu aba'una. Are you with me, people? Ya'budu aba'una. The sentence, ya'budu aba'una is the khabar kana. What type of sentence is this? Ismiya or fi'liya? The khabar kana. It's a jumla fi'liya. Okay. So I need a fi'l. Right? What's my fi'l? My fi'l is ya'budu. Right? Yes or no? Ya'budu. What's my fa'il? Think about this one. the pronoun of this fi'il is hidden pronoun he. Remember that, right? Should I look for an outside fa'il? That's marfu'. Yes. Is there a word that is marfu' after it? What is that? Aba'u. Aba'u. And then what's na? Na is the mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Perfect, right? Mudaf ilayhi is the na, right? Okay, so I have my fi'il, I have my fa'il. I don't have a maf'ul in this sentence, which is fine. I don't need it. But here is the khabar of kana. So you're like, okay, what's the big deal with that? Okay, translate for me, ya'budu aba'una. Translate ya'budu aba'una first for me. Keep in mind that this is the fa'il. Aba'u is the plural of ab, by the way. Abun, father, aba'u, fathers or forefathers, right? Worshipped sister Halima, or what? What's the tense there? What's the translation here, people? So, Sister Samra, the hidden pronoun he, right? Let's put it this way. The hidden pronoun he got replaced by the aba'u. Alright? So, the meaning actually would be our father's worship, right? Our father's, our forefathers' worship. Yes or no? Are you with me, people? So far, so good. Present tense, right? How would I say our forefathers worshipped in the past? So this is the present. How would I say it in the past? That would be, just change ya'budu to the past tense, which would be abada aba'una. Are you with me, people? Abada aba'una. Past. Right? Ya'budu aba'una, present. Now, what happens when I take ya'budu aba'una and add kana in front of it? I add kana in front of it. What do you think happens to the meaning? Is it going to be our father's worship or our father's worshipped? In fact, it will be neither of the two. What it will be is as follows. Our forefathers used to worship, i.e. habitually or consistently. That's the meaning that's created. Used to. When you have kana, you have kana plus present tense fa'il. You get the meaning of used to, habitually. That's what you get. Okay? And that is a very interesting construction. Do you know why? Because a person could be, say like abada aba'una, our forefathers worshipped in the past. That could just be like once, and it still is in the past, right? Worshipping in the present is obviously talking about now or the future. But كان يعبدو used to worship, that's a habit. It was habitual. It wasn't just one time. It wasn't just like it happened once and it was over. That was what defined them. And now you look at the ayah. قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا لِنَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ. They said, أَجِئْتَنَا, did you come to us? جِئْتَ, that's the fi'il, جِئْتَ, you came, na, to us, that's your maf'ul, لِنَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ. Li is one of the harf of nasb. لِنَعْبُدَ. نَعْبُدُ becomes نَعْبُدَ because of the li. So that لِنَعْبُدَ, we worship Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wahdahu, alone. Wa, and nadara, we leave ma, what kana ya'budu aba'una, our fathers used to worship. You want us to leave our identity? You want us to leave what defines us, what makes us? You want us to leave that? To convey that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses Kana and Ya'budu. Okay, this is a I wanted to highlight the usage of this. As you notice, I only have one example here because the other examples that are here are more complex that we will do inshallah a little bit later once we have studied conditional sentences. But this is one of those examples that I wanted to share with you because to show you again the richness of the meaning here. When the prophets came to the people and said, "Don't worship these idols." It wasn't just the worship of the idols that was a problem, right? It was abandonment of what they felt was their identity. And that's what Allah captures here. مَا كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا. That's why they clung on so dearly. All right. Next topic. We're proceeding swiftly through our examples. People, are you with me? All right. So, how many of you know what surah this is from? يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ. This is from Surah Naba, Juz Amma. But this is from Surah. Anybody? Al-Qari'ah. Very good. This is from Al-Qari'ah. Mal-Qari'ah. Wama adraka mal-Qari'ah. Yawma yakunu an-nasu kal-farashil mabthuth. Right? That's the one. That's okay. Alhamdulillah. Okay. How many examples of the present tense fi'il are in these two ayat? Present tense of kana. How many examples are there? Two, very good, right? Number one, yakunu. Number two, takunu, right? Yakunu and takunu. Do you see that now, people? Two examples. Okay, very good. Let me make this a little bigger. Oh, it's not going to be bigger. Let me make this a little smaller, I guess. Okay. Bigger. Perfect. All right, look at that. Yakunu, takunu. Correct? Great. Now, I want you to tell me, where does this sentence start? Well, that's an easy one. Starts at yakunu. Okay, and tell me when to stop highlighting. Say like one or something when you want me to stop. Stop here. Where do I stop, Sister Halima? There are two sentences. Tell me when. Where does sentence one begin and sentence one end? Sentence one begins. Yakunu. Where does it end? End of ayah. Okay, that's easy, even easier. Okay, end of ayah. Sentence two starts at watakunu, right? Where does it end? Manfushi, end of ayah. Very good. Perfect. That was, I wasn't trying to be like tricky or something. I just wanted to see if we can get where the end of the sentence is. That was it. Nothing complex. I think people are used to me asking tricky questions. In the morning class today, I was asking someone, oh, what is this? And they said the right answer. I'm like, really? How could that be? And they're like, yeah, how could it be? I'm like, no, you're right. You're right. I just want you to tell me. How is it? So that's okay. That's okay. Alhamdulillah. We're learning. That's okay. That's the point of learning together. Alhamdulillah. That, you know, Alhamdulillah, we do it together. Okay, first sentence. يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ. I start with fi'l, fi'l naqis. And what is my fi'l naqis now? In this, the first sentence here, the first ayah, is يَكُونُ, right? Fi'l naqis is يَكُونُ. Excellent. Barakallahu fikum. Okay, maybe I'll change this one to like a different shade so that everyone knows it's a different sentence. Okay, yakunu is that. Okay, perfect. Pronoun. What's the pronoun, people? Hidden pronoun. He. Hidden pronoun, he, yes or no? People, are you with me? Very nice. Hidden pronoun, he, yakunu. Okay, then I need what? I need what? What's next thing I need? Ism kana. What do I look for? Ism kana? Not the fa'il sahima. فعل ناقص اسم كان which is the first مرفوع اسم. Okay, perfect. First مرفوع اسم as it is hidden pronoun he. Excellent. أحسنت يا بدر رائد. What is it? الناس. Right? Is it marfu? An-nasu? Most definitely. An-nasu is marfu. Perfect. An-nasu. Okay. Khabar kana is mansub, right? Do we have a mansub ism here? No mansub ism. Okay. And do I have a related? Yes, I do. Which is kal farashi, right? Just for precision, kal farashi. Ka is harjar, al farashi ism majrur. Okay, what about al farashi al mabthuth? They would be what? Man'ut. Ka means like. Ka means like. Very good, mashallah. Ka is like. So, man'ut is al-farashi. Al-farashi. We'll talk about what these words mean, by the way, in a sec. And na'at is al-what? Al-mabthuth. Very good. Ahsantum. Al-mabthuthi. Mabthuthi. There we go. Al-farashi is majrur. Al-mabthuthi is majrur. Al-farashi is singular, as we'll see. And al-mabthuthi also similarly. Gender is the same. Definite. This is manut naat. Yes? In fact, even if you don't know this mask number and the number and gender, just by the basis of status and, you know, type, you can make the conclusion, and you'll be right almost all the time, that it is going to be manud naat, right? Okay, what does al-farashi al-mabthuthi mean? Okay, what is the root letters for al-mabthuth? Al-mabthuth root letters, people. Root letters are ba, tha, tha. All right. Can you look? Is this a familiar looking pattern? Meem with the fatha, R one the sukun, wow after R two. This is the pattern of the acted upon. Ma'loom, maf'ool, right? Okay, very good. So now the question is, what does the word batha mean? What does the word batha mean? Correct? Batha. Batha means to spread, unroll, unfold, huh? To scatter. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَبَّ. Allah has scattered all types of creatures on the earth. Just a note on the timing, by the way, we're going until 40 because we took a 10-minute Maghrib break. Yes? Alhamdulillah. Ba-tha-tha. Yeah, you with me? Look at that. Ba-tha to disperse. Wa-ba-tha fiha min kulli dabba. Allah has dispersed in the land all crawling creatures. Wa-ba-tha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisa'a. This is an ayah you might know from, if you listen to a khutbah, they usually mention this ayah in the khutbah. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from one man and woman, and that woman He created from that man, that Adam alayhi salam and his wife Hawa was created from her, from him, and from them بَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. He dispersed رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا. What does that mean? Rijalan kathiran, many men, right? Wa nisa'an, and what? And women, right? That's how humanity spread. Batha. So dispersed, okay? Now, also the word bath is used for pain. Innama ashku bathi wa huzni ilallah. Ya'qub al-Islam says this. I complain of my bath, my pain, my suffering and my pain to Allah. Because the suffering that he was feeling was like kind of spreading all over his body. Like he was feeling the pain of it so severely, like spreading everywhere. And, you know, he was unable to suppress it. That was how painful it was for him. Right? Subhanallah. That's a lot of times how pain is. It's just very difficult. And it spreads and difficult to contain. فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثَّةً. Same meaning. كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ. Scattered. What is al-farash then? Al-farash is... firash is a bed. Farash is actually moths. Firash is a bed, right? But farash is a bread or... farasha is a moth. Okay? Alright. So people will be like what? Translate this one for me, people. يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ. Al-farash is a moth. Let me put this. Al-farash. No. Al-farash is a moth. Okay. By the way, I don't think this comes in the Quran more than once, this word. But let's translate, inshallah, the whole thing. Yawma, so the day, يَكُونُ النَّاسِ. People will be like scattered moths. Jameel, ahsantum. Okay, will be. And again, we have will be here because yakunu could mean the present and yakunu could mean future, right? Yes or no? Here we know by context it is the future because it's talking about the day of judgment. You with me, people? Same thing we find in Surah Al-Ghashiyah. Wazarabiyyu mabithutha. The spread out carpets or spread around the carpets in Jannah. Zarabiyyu mabithutha from Batha, the same root letter. Okay? Now, emphasis on moths. Is it because moths fly around like they're drunk and that's how it's described people will be on the Day of Judgment? Wallahu alam, moths, generally, and this is again, I have to read into this a little bit more, but my educated guess would be that moths generally don't fly in groups. They just scatter everywhere and there's no clear pattern of how they fly. Okay? That's kind of how people will be on the Day of Judgment. People will leave their family. They won't stick with their families. Generally, when people are scared, what happens? Like you see like a refugee family or something. They all huddle together, right? To try to protect each other by huddling together. That's what you expect when people are scared. Yes or no? But the opposite will happen on the Day of Judgment. While people are terrified, no one's going to huddle together. Everyone is running away from the person they know, saying, nafsi, nafsi. Lest that person that they know somehow says, you know what, save me from the punishment. And you feel, in a way, obliged to do so, or you're forced to do so. So you literally become like everyone for themselves, like scattered moths. Every moth is going in their own direction. Does that make sense? There might be something else there. I haven't read actually that deeply into this ayah. But that would be my guess off the top of my head why farashil mabthus is used. Okay? Another, by the way, the parallel to that is ka'annahum jaradum muntashir. Locusts that are just like spreading. Another in Surah Qamar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses that analogy because again, they locusts, when they spread, they just go bananas. They go everywhere, right? And they are, again, not clustered. They're just everywhere. And that's how people would be, like just coming out of the earth and just scattering everywhere. That's kind of how it would look like, subhanAllah, if you think about it. Okay? Kana makes a jumla ismiya past tense, but yakunu is just present, i.e. remains present. Correct. Yakunu is... like we mentioned in the book, Sister Halima has asked a very good question. Kana is past tense, right? But look, if you have the present tense, yakunu or sayakunu, it will be. If you have the command, it will be a command. You be strong. But it still acts upon a jumla ismiya. You see? Its meaning is complete. With the jumla ismiya. Does that make sense, Sister Halima? Okay, let's do another example. I think maybe it will become more clear then, inshallah. Takunul jibalu kal'ihnil manfush. Fi'l naqis is... Fi'l naqis is what? Takunu, very good. Fi'l naqis is takunu. All right, very good. Okay, what is my pronoun? Sorry, pronoun. So takunu, think about that for a sec. This is a little different. This is an irregular fi'l. The waw is your root letter. Yakunu was hidden pronoun he. Takunu is hidden pronoun she or you, right? Just like yaja'alu he, taja'alu she, or taja'alu you. Remember?
Same idea here. So this would be hidden pronoun she or you, but perhaps we'll figure out the answer. And we see ism kana. What is ism kana? The first marfu ism. Al-jibalu. Very good. Al-jibalu. Al-jibalu. Tell me something about al-jibalu. Al-jibalu is, what does it mean, al-jibal? Mountains. Yes? Or the mountains, sorry. Now, what is a singular for mountains? Jabal, right? Like Jabal Uhud or something. Jabalun. A mountain. All right? Is the plural of Jibal, I'm sorry, the plural of Jabal, is it human or non-human? Non-human. Non-human. In fact, it is also a non-human broken plural. Oh boy. So what is it treated like? Saying it with me. Singular feminine. Singular feminine. I need my guy. Where is he? Singular feminine. Right? Okay. This is the guy who sings, right? So when we are trying to remember something, we sing this. All right. So, singular feminine. Now, we know that it is singular feminine. So now, what do you think this is? Hidden pronoun she or you? I don't know what that's supposed to be, but it's a deep. Hidden pronoun she. Okay? It's going to be hidden pronoun she. For it to be ism kana al-jibal. That's why it's takunu. An-nasu was masculine. So yakunu. Al-jibalu was feminine. So takunu. You guys see that? Right? That's one of the things I wanted us to check out. An-nasu masculine yakunu al-jibalu feminine, so that is takunu, right? Alright, quickly, I don't have khabar, the same thing. I don't have khabar because there isn't any mansub ism, and then my related is kal'ayhini jar majroor, harf jar ism majroor, and of course man'ut na'at is al manfushi is the na'at for al'ayhin. Okay, al'ayhin is cotton or wool, sorry, and then a manfush, wool, a manfush is something that's spun, so it's very fluffy and almost like fluffed up wool. Exactly. So the mountains will be like fluffed up wool. You don't expect mountains to be described as fluffed up wool, right? Like almost having no weight. The mountains are the heaviest thing you can imagine. Okay, the most immovable thing you can imagine. But on the day of judgment, the reality will be exactly the opposite. Like tufts of wool just blown away. People, you expect people to congregate, huddle when they're scared. On the day of judgment, exactly the opposite. No one cares about anybody. That's the kind of day the day of judgment is. Al-Qari'ah is actually like a strike. Like that, you know? Like striking of a stick would be Qara'ah. And that is a calamity because it's like the day of judgment is gonna, like this, it's gonna strike at a person's heart. Like they're gonna feel the panic, and then when the panic is so severe, everything will be like the opposite that we're used to. Yakunu nasu kal farash mabthuth, wa takunu al jibalu kal ihnil manfush. Subhanallah. All right, people. Alhamdulillah. With that we will end. Jazakumullah khairan. Thank you very much for sticking around till the end.
I will update the vocab sheet. I believe the vocab sheet was updated. If you are unable to see the updates, you should just refresh your browser, because it's the same link, by the way. The link is always the same. The file behind it becomes different. But I remember updating it last time. If not, if I didn't do it, I'll update it today, inshallah, with the all the new updates. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all, inshallah ta'ala, and allow us to understand his book. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. I'll see you, inshallah ta'ala, on Saturday. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Please watch out for the homework sheet, Sister Samia. Ustada Samia will be posting it very shortly, inshallah. Hayakumullah wa jazakum.